Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to Control Your Mind. You know that feeling when you're just about to nail a presentation at work, or maybe finally ask that person on a date, but then bam! A wave of self-doubt washes over you? It's like your own brain is playing tricks on you, whispering all these negative things. Trust me, I get it. We've all been there. But the good news is, we can absolutely learn to control those pesky thoughts and turn them into something positive. Today's episode is all about conquering negative thinking and silencing that inner critic. Get ready to reclaim your confidence and step into your power. Think about it. Our thoughts shape our reality. If you constantly bombard yourself with negativity, well, guess what? That's exactly what you're going to attract. But flip the script. When we actively choose positive thoughts, we start creating a whole new world around us. It's like upgrading your mental software, folks. So, how do we actually do this? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you overcome those negative thought spirals and build unshakable self-belief. Firstly, awareness is key. The first step to controlling your thoughts is recognizing them. Ever notice how sometimes your mind just races with worries or doubts? Pay attention to these patterns. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Or am I letting fear talk louder than facts? Secondly, challenge those negative voices. Don't just accept every thought as gospel. Question their validity. Are you being overly critical of yourself? Is there another way to look at the situation? Remember, your thoughts are not always accurate reflections of reality. Sometimes they're just distorted by fear or insecurity. Think about it like this. Would you listen to a friend constantly raining on your parade? Probably not. So treat your own inner critic with the same kindness and respect you'd offer a loved one. Thirdly, reframe those negative thoughts. This is where things get really powerful. Instead of dwelling on what's wrong, try focusing on the positive aspects of a situation. For example, instead of saying, "I messed up that presentation," try thinking, "That didn't go exactly as planned, but I learned something new and can do even better next time." See the difference? It's all about perspective. Fourthly, practice gratitude. Focusing on what you're thankful for can shift your entire mindset. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. This simple act can help rewire your brain to focus on the positive. And finally, remember that self-compassion is key. Be kind to yourself, especially when you stumble. Everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up, learn from your experiences and keep moving forward. Think about it like this. Would you scold a puppy for messing up? Probably not. You'd gently guide them and encourage them to try again. Treat yourself with the same understanding and support. Now let me share a real-world example. Imagine you're auditioning for a play you really want to be in. You nail the lines, but then as you're leaving the stage, you start thinking, what if they didn't like my performance? What if I wasn't good enough? That inner critic starts whispering those negative doubts. But here's where you can apply what we just talked about. First, acknowledge that thought. Okay, there it is again. Then, challenge it, but I practiced really hard and I gave it my best shot. Did I make a few mistakes? Maybe, but everyone does. Reframe the situation. Even if they don't choose me this time, I gained valuable experience and I'll keep learning and growing. And finally, be kind to yourself. I'm proud of myself for putting myself out there and trying something new. Remember, folks, you are capable of incredible things. Don't let those negative thoughts hold you back. By becoming aware of them, challenging them, reframing them, practicing gratitude, and showing yourself compassion, you can silence your inner critic and unlock your full potential. Keep practicing these techniques and watch as your confidence soars. So there you have it, 5 powerful steps to help you overcome those negative thoughts and build a more positive mindset. Remember, this is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but keep practicing, keep believing in yourself, and keep reaching for your dreams. Now I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on today's episode. What strategies have you found helpful in dealing with negative thinking? Let's keep the conversation going on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to Control Your Mind so you never miss an episode packed with practical tips and real-world strategies for mastering your mind. Until next time, keep control of those thoughts, and remember, you are amazing.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.